What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Gil in Arizona. Aloha, Gil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. While back, Russia had announced that they reduced their military capability by about 25%. And there was an interesting article in SputnikNews.com this morning that they really feel confident that they don't need to spend a whole lot of money on expensive weapons system because they feel that their electronic warfare systems can really play helter-skelter with our stuff. And so it was kind of interesting. I was wondering what you thought about it.
Well, when it comes to weapons, everybody's going to be lying back and forth. But we know that the U.S. military-industrial complex is all about building very expensive weapons that are just full of features and bloated. And they don't really function all that well, whereas Russia and China focus on building very reliable, rugged, low-cost weapons that just go on out and do a single task. One of the biggest mistakes I think the U.S. Went into was this idea that all aircraft be multi-role, and trying to be all things to all people turns out to be not very good at any of them, and I think the F-35 is a good example of that. But there is no question Russia's electronic warfare is formidable. There was the Donald Cook incident in the Black Sea. It may be that Russian electronic warfare equipment is why most of the cruise missiles fired at the Syrian airfield missed. And even the ones that hit the airfield didn't hit really significant targets. So it could definitely be there. But we do know that both Russia and China, instead of just building up more of the weapons that won the last war, which is more or less what the U.S. has been doing, they're thinking outside the box. They're able to get around the ballistic missile defense system by simply having maneuverable warheads. They've come out with some amazing weapons that are specifically designed to evade the current U.S. defenses. The Zircon anti-ship missile is a good example of that.
Right.
And apparently Russia's already fielded what are called cavitating torpedoes. These are torpedoes that actually bleed a stream of bubbles along its hull. And these things can hit something like 75 miles an hour. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very tough to stop.
There was another thing that's been going around, and I don't know whether this is fake news or what. There's been, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer on the second question. What's with this Cumbre Vieja volcano where it could devastate the entire East Coast if somebody put a small nuke on this volcano out in some islands out there off of the African coast?
Yeah, it's in the Canary Islands. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of concern that the whole western-facing flank of that volcano has slipped down quite a bit more than our little displacement zone on Kilauea. But yeah, if somebody could trigger that off, it would create a monster tsunami that would hit the entire east coast of the United States.
Right. Okay, so that's not fake news then.
Well, it's not fake news. It's just a theory. Nobody obviously has tried to put it into fact, but... yeah, it could be done.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate your program.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now then, North Korea has launched another batch of missiles defying international condemnation, and they were out there. The first reports actually said they were ballistic missiles trying to hammer home the point, oh, see, North Korea is being defiant. And as it turns out, the missiles were anti-ship missiles, surface-to-ship. They weren't ballistic. They were guided. And that particular kind of missile is not subject to any resolution by the United Nations because such missiles are clearly defensive in nature. But they're trying to make a big deal about that. Meanwhile, down in the Philippines, they tried to get a ceasefire going between the government of the Philippines and this ISIS group that all of a sudden magically appeared to try and take over the country because the country is being rough on drug dealers. But apparently the ceasefire has failed, and the Philippine Army has launched airstrikes against these ISIS-aligned Maut groups in Marawi's Barangay Mapandi area. So there's fighting there. Is there any place on this planet where they're not killing each other? Might be just easier to keep track of those. Meanwhile, the United States Army is dealing with the fact that people who are at the end of their enlistment are deciding not to re-enlist. They've had it. They've seen what the wars are really like. They understand that these are not moral, necessary, or even legal wars. They want to get on out. The U.S. Army is now offering bonuses up to $90,000 to get their experienced soldiers to re-enlist, trying reversing the military downsizing that started under Barack Obama's presidency. If that doesn't work, you know what's next. They're going to bring back the draft. And I think it would actually be a good thing if they did, because that will wake up the American people. It's when they reinstituted the draft for Vietnam, that's when everybody stood up and said, okay, we got to take a really good look at why we're in this swamp on the other side of the planet before I let my kid go over there and get killed and crippled. I think that's the only reason they haven't started the draft yet, is they know it will provoke a serious backlash in the American people. Maybe they're waiting for a really big bang so that we'll all say, oh, yes, take my child, save me from the evil terrorists or whatever. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, there's been a lot of talk going back and forth over at the European Union about having a grand army of the European Union. And the member states of the European Union are not very on board with that idea. First of all, because it gives Brussels a military force with which to slap down member states that are not doing as they're told, like letting in refugees, or even daring to say we want out. And as it turns out, the United States is not totally on board with this either, because a grand army of the European Union would draw resources away from the member states of the European Union that are currently going to NATO. And, of course, the United States does not want another major significant military force running around that part of the world that is not under U.S. control, as NATO pretty much is. So they're fighting back against that one. Meanwhile, the U.S. is actually expressing concern that Germany is acting more and more like they are in control of the European Union. And that's an area of serious, serious concern, because in a lot of ways, looking at the map, it's not unlike the rise of the Third Reich. Now, as you know, there's been a huge propaganda embarrassment over this Aleppo boy image, where he was photographed, he was in bandages. Oh, Syria's forces had bombed this innocent civilian village. He was injured, people were killed. And as it turned out, it was a hoax. First of all, the boy's family are pro-Assad, so Assad didn't have a reason to be bombing that village. And the father of the child has now gone public on several interviews in Europe and Asia, saying that basically they used his son without his permission and basically applied coercive means to get him to stay silent. But now he's come on out and said, no, this was all a hoax. It was absolutely a hoax. And now Russia Today is broadcasting this interview of Omran Dagnish's father, Mohammed Kir Dagnish, and it concludes with a call on Christine Amanpour to come on back and have an honest interview with the Aleppo boy and his family. And my response to that is, an honest interview? CNN? Are you on drugs? We're going to take a phone call. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to make a comment about the draft. They don't even need anybody in the military. All they've done for the last 20 years is bomb people from 30,000 feet and use drones. This country can, the military and the government cannot take casualties. Everybody knows that nobody's happy with these wars. You start sending caskets back in any kind of numbers, you're going to have a hell of a backlash. Now, I think they should, they like privatizing a thing, this administration. I think they should privatize the military and make Exxon Mobil and big business pay for it, because that's what's going on over there. This is a big business
You don't understand at all. We, the ordinary American people, we are going to pay and bleed for the wars so that the profits by ExxonMobil and all these other companies can be that much higher. That's the way it works. Now, in terms of a war, one of the lessons that they should have taken out of Vietnam is you cannot win a war from the air. You have to take control of the ground. You have to take control of the railheads. You have to take control of where the transportation hubs, and that has to be done on the ground. And you're right. When a lot of bodies start coming on back, there will be a backlash from the American people. The U.S. can bomb all these countries all they want, but look at what's happened so far. They can't totally control Afghanistan despite all the airstrikes. They're still stuck in Iraq. They're still stuck in Libya. They're still stuck in Yemen. They've been in Syria for 5 years. You can't win a war from the air. And, you know, that's just the reality of it.
Maybe they don't want to win these wars. They didn't, you know, they could have easily won Vietnam, but they did all sorts of stuff that made it very suspicious that they didn't even want to win the war. They just want to keep pounding out the munitions and just keep going on and on. They don't want to win.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem with that, okay? Right now, the United States is broke. The American people are broke. We can't pay any more taxes to buy bombs, bullets, and the rest of it. And so where the military... Yeah, the government can just borrow more money from the private central bank to give to the military contractors. But that's only hastening the eventual collapse of the United States. If we can't actually pay back those war debts, especially if we lose, and I think we will, then we're in serious, serious trouble.
Okay, Mike, that's all I got.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Understandably, out here in Hawaii, people are very, very nervous. They're starting to talk about it a little bit more because North Korea, nobody was really worried about North Korea. Even if they managed to get a nuclear bomb onto Pearl Harbor, most of us, there wouldn't be anything. The nuclear weapons currently used by Russia and especially China, they will get everybody. So we're very, very nervous about this idea of a hot war. We're very nervous about the fact that both our government and Russia's government are openly talking about, you know, the possibility of nuclear exchanges. And this island will get hit because even though most of the actual assets like ships are forward based in Guam and Diego Garcia and the Sea of Japan, all of the communications for the Pacific Fleet go through Pearl Harbor. Whole bunch of antennas all over this island. This is a major communication nexus. And it will get hit. All right, moving on to the corporate media here. And I was debating whether I wanted to even mention this because I think Kathy Griffin has had her 15 minutes of fame. But it does seem like a worthy postscript. Apparently, at this point, Kathy Griffin has lost all of her shows, sponsors, and the CNN job following that horrible Trump beheading stunt. And it was tasteless and it was inappropriate. And she's still out there saying, Trump's trying to destroy me. I'm the victim. Feel sorry for me. No, we don't feel sorry for you at all. And the public is effectively shunning her for doing what she did. So, all right, let's talk about the economic news. That is also not looking all that well. Article coming out of Blacklisted News, the bail-in era for Europe's banking crisis begins. Now, fortunately, over in Spain, Banco Popular was acquired by Santander, and they avoided having to invoke the European Union's bail-in law. But that's just a temporary stopgap, because all of these banks are in trouble for the same reason the United States is in trouble. All the wealth is concentrated at the top. And the debt created by the private central banks grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And apparently a lot of Banco Popular's shareholders, despite the acquisition by Santander, because the price was just 1 euro, they've been wiped out. They have been wiped out. Now, here in the United States, a lot of people have been wondering, how is it that the stock market continues to stay up when the earnings reports are just dismal, reporting season after reporting season after reporting season? Well, what's been going on is really very simple. The Federal Reserve will just print up some more money, and we still have no idea how much they've done, and they buy the stocks, and they buy bonds to try and keep their value up. And now they're in a little bit of a problem. And it's not just the Federal Reserve. Other central banks have been playing the same game to try and keep their stock markets up. And now they're just loaded with all of this overpriced stock. And if there's a major correction, they will be wiped out. And they can't sell. If they start selling in any amount, they're going to knock the market down. And what they've got left will then be worthless. They're in a real corner on this one. They are in a real corner. Needless to say, Qatar's credit rating has been cut over the Gulf blockade crisis. We're going to go back to the phones here. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to piggyback on the last call, and I don't know if it's Orwell. They say the goal is not to win the war, but to continue the war. And if you're going to destroy the United States, what better way to do it than to, you know, drag us through these wars and break us financially, spiritually? You know, I mean, this is the plan, right? I don't see where the disconnect is.
I'm not sure that there really is that much of a plan. I mean, I know the Bilderbergers are trying to come up with some kind of a way to move forward toward the global government. But at this point, it feels like it's gone out of control. I know there's a lot of people who like to dream that they're in control of what's going on the earth, like Bill Gates and George Soros. But at this point, I think reality is starting to set in that they really the reins have slipped. They've lost control of this.
Vietnam, I understand they set up all these rules of engagement that made it impossible for U.S. troops to effectively fight and win. And once again, the goal is not to win, but to continue these wars. I mean, you know that, right?
I think you even said that. Yeah, I do know that. Now, Vietnam was all about enriching the military-industrial complex. Certainly that factor is definitely at work today. Eisenhower did warn us about that. The problem is, it's one thing to enrich the military-industrial complex by raising taxes on the American people, and quite another for the central government itself to go deeper and deeper into debt to enrich the military-industrial complex without a resolution somewhere down the road that will allow those debts to be settled, and that's the component that's missing.
Resolution, though, is to destroy the country and carve it up, to take all our beautiful...
You misunderstood.
Like the Uranium One deal,
Okay, Brandon, you got to learn to let me talk. This is my radio show. You misunderstood what I meant by a resolution. In the economic sense, the resolution is the acquisition of enough wealth to balance out the books for the cost of the war. That's the resolution. Now, I know...
Like Greece, they just carved up all the islands, right?
Yeah, I know, and they're privatizing the water supplies, and that's the corporate agenda, that everything be privatized, that the people, it's a return to feudalism. The people own nothing, the corporations own everything, and that is definitely part of the bedrock of the globalist New World Order. But again, getting on back to this idea of running the wars just to grind up munitions, we're already starting to run out. And we don't have the resources to replace the munitions that have already been expended rapidly enough to be thinking about going up against a military peer. Anyway, Brandon, we're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to let you go here. And finally, another interesting little story. This came out of oilprice.com. Is Russia running out of patience with OPEC? And basically, Russia is getting very tired of the fact that they are keeping their agreements of the Vienna deal, but they're starting to see other OPEC members are sort of fudging the numbers and trying to make more money. And Russia may just say they're going to pull out of OPEC. And certainly this conflict in the Middle East with Saudi Arabia on one side and Iran on the other, that could be the end of OPEC. And that is going to cause all kinds of economic chaos. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the corporate media where they're out there saying, oh, we were stunned, we were shocked, we were confused. And again, not a mention of the fact that Comey stated under oath, nobody asked him to stop the Flynn investigation. Nobody asked him to stop the Russia investigation. It's all about, oh, Comey felt pressure. He felt Trump was pressuring him. It's all very subjective. All right, back to the phones. Jim in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, like I just had a comment, if Trump wants to ban travel, he should ban the travel of the armed forces of the United States.
Okay, under what rationale?
Well, it just seems to me that would solve a lot of problems if we just quit meddling in other people's countries.
Oh, yeah, but unfortunately, the U.S. government believes it's their divine right or their new Monroe Doctrine or whatever doctrine they're going to call it to go on out and meddle with the rest of the world. And it all goes back to the 1990s to a group called the Project for the New American Century, which was a Washington, D.C. think tank. And they're still around. They've changed their name, but it's the same people. And their idea was that with the collapse of the Soviet Union, the United States was the one remaining superpower on Earth and therefore should start to act like one. And they were literally pushing an agenda of 100 years of war to bring the entire planet under the control of the United States.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. Well, that's all I had. It just occurred to me that if we banned the travel of the armed forces, we might accomplish something.
Well, it would certainly look at all that money we would save that we could put back into our infrastructure, and would certainly result in a lot of people around the world not hating us quite as much as they do. All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now then, getting on back to the economic news, apparently Donald Trump is expected to nominate Randall Quarles and Marvin Goodfriend to two of the three vacancies over at the Federal Reserve. So starting to put some new people in there. And again, ultimately, the only solution that will work to get America's economy great again is the one that Andrew Jackson did, and that is to shut that private central bank down and stop this practice of allowing a private bank to issue the public currency as a loan at interest. And by the way, all of this is unconstitutional. The Constitution vests Congress with the authority to coin the money. And remember the other day we were talking about the article in the Constitution limiting what states can do. And even in there it said, nothing but gold and silver shall be the coinage. And there is nothing in the Constitution that allows Congress to delegate the creation of the monetary supply to a private party. It's unconstitutional. Now then, this is a very alarming story, and I'm getting it off of RIMF.com right now, and it's backing up here. Apparently, Israel is now announcing that Al-Aqsa no longer belongs to the Palestinians. So they're ramping up. They're trying to provoke a response. If there is a major war over between Saudi Arabia and Iran, you can count on Israel going into Gaza while the world is looking somewhere else, because that's a repeating pattern. Another little story over here. This is a very interesting one. This came out of Natural News, and it's basically talking about some communication from George Soros, in which apparently, according to Breitbart London, George Soros recently admitted publicly that, yes, he wants to wipe out all European borders by global migrant blitzkrieg invasions. Not exactly his words, but that's basically it. That's the plan, to erase the idea of sovereign independent nations by shoving everybody's population everywhere on the globe. And he's spending vast amounts of his fortune to do it. And obviously, we have a problem where people who acquire this much wealth start thinking that they are gods, and that the earth and all that is on it, including human beings, are their little playthings. And we've seen that coming from Soros. We've seen that coming from Bill Gates. These people are not elected to control our lives. Nobody I know has said, yes, I will let Bill Gates make health decisions for me. I will let George Soros decide that my nation should be erased from the face of the earth. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media, I have never seen such a display of spin doctoring in my life. I'm looking at the Daily Telegraph and their article on Comey's testimony about how James Comey thinks the president lied about the reason that Comey was fired, and he was feeling badgered over the investigation into Russian meddling in the election. And nowhere in there do they report that when he was asked directly, did somebody tell you to stop these investigations? He said, no, nothing of the kind. It's just pure spin. They're trying to save their reputation from this epic fail here. It's amazing. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Douglas in Atlanta. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Love your show. Love your show. I really appreciate what you do. My question is pertaining to John McCain's portion of the questioning. I'm wondering if you had a chance to see that, because I watched it twice, and it was so incoherent. I still don't understand what he was asking or the point he was trying to get across. And for a second, I actually felt bad for Comey. He looked very confused, and, well, so was I.
Yeah, that didn't come across very clear. I think McCain was trying to find some way that he could get Comey to say that Trump had committed an impeachable offense, but Comey was basically standing firm You know, he's out there saying that he believes Russia hacked the DNC, that he felt he was being pressured. But again, when it came right down to it, Comey was saying no. He was never ordered to stop any investigations. And I think McCain was just thrashing around trying to find some way that he could get an answer from Comey that the corporate media could use as further ammunition against Trump. And it was rather embarrassing. It almost makes Comey look like he's deteriorated mentally along the lines of Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, who are not looking very rational these days. In fact, I'm thinking the descent into senility is proving to be very graceful for all of these people.
Yeah, you mean McCain, right? Not Comey?
Yeah, McCain.
Yeah. He kept bringing up Hillary and some of the Russia collusion, and he kept bringing up the Hillary Clinton investigation. I don't know. I couldn't make any sense of it. It sounds like most people couldn't either. Maybe it's just time to put him in the funny farm.
Well, so, it may be. Okay, you know, I kind of have to wonder if there's a lot of election fraud going out in Arizona, because I keep getting emails from people who are in Arizona saying, I don't vote for the guy. Nobody I know votes for the guy. But he just lingers on here, and of course he's a friend of Israel, and that makes him untouchable. And right. A reminder, it was his father, Admiral John McCain, who was in charge of the cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And again, when we get into our third hour, we will be talking about that. Thank you for the phone call, Douglas. We're going to let you go. We were talking about Europe, borders, and all the rest of it. Right now, in Great Britain, there is what is going on is called a Brexodus, and it's not the Brexit. These are the people who are citizens of the European Union, other member states, who are currently in Great Britain living and working. They're now starting to do the migration back to the continent. And apparently one of the reasons they're leaving, because they're doing surveys, is the business climate not good? Is the economy not good? Apparently, Great Britain is in the middle of an epidemic of syphilis. They're at the highest rate in 80 years, and gee, I wonder who walked through that tunnel and brought that onto the British Isles. Now, as you know, several of the European Union member states, in particular Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia, have just flat-out refused to accept any more of the refugees, and the European Commission is saying they're going to start hitting them with economic sanctions as early as next week. So this is heating up there. This could be the issue that actually breaks the European Union rather than the predations of that European Central Bank. Over at the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency, they're talking about extending the ban on laptops to domestic flights. You will not be allowed to have your laptop in the cabin. You will have to put it in the checked baggage where people can copy off the data or just steal it outright. And I had the TSA drop and smash a very expensive laptop in Seattle, which is why I would prefer to keep my equipment with me in my hands. But you know something? This has got nothing to do with terror. You cannot sabotage the airplane with a laptop in the cabin. The cabin Wi-Fi system is isolated from the cockpit electronics. And there is not enough room in a modern laptop to have a significant amount of explosives. What this is all about is increasing revenue for the airline. If you don't have your laptop, you're going to be using that little back-of-the-seat entertainment system. Just swipe that little credit card and watch movies on that instead of your own personal electronic devices. You watch. It'll be tablets next. It'll be tablets. And then they'll say, well, you know, you've got to turn off your smartphones for the entire flight, not just for takeoff and landing. And by the way, Mythbusters, a few years ago, actually did an episode on this idea of cell phones being a problem in an aircraft. And they got an aircraft with a fully modern instrument control system, and they got a whole bunch of cell phones, and they turned them on, and they had all kinds of amplifiers. They could not get a twitch on any of those cockpit instruments from any of the radiation coming out from laptops, computers, tablets, or cell phones. It's just more regulation for the sake of regulation. We're going to make you feel safe by getting you to turn off your cell phones, as it were. Now, as you know, gun sales are on the rise again as people look more and more at the signs of an economic upset, as they look at the surge in crime, rapes, robberies brought about by the open border policy. And apparently there is now a huge debate coming up over the issue of suppressors. And apparently, the argument is that suppressors actually do a valid, legitimate function in that they protect the shooter from excessive sound and the flash, and some act as a muzzle brake to counterbalance the recoil. And apparently the opposition to suppressors coming from the government is coming from people who actually are not shooters themselves and believe the movies and TV shows where somebody screws a little tube onto the front of a gun and the gun is now absolutely silent. And that is simply not true. It's something movies and TV made up, and the anti-gunners saw it and said, oh my goodness, it's just going to lead to all kinds of crime and we can't have that. What a suppressor does is it breaks up the shockwave of the exit from the barrel. So instead of having one big shockwave that can actually damage your ears, you get a rapid series of smaller ones. But it's still noisy. And it's just another reminder that all of these laws are being passed by people who don't know what they're talking about. And that's the problem that you get when you have a permanent ruling class of hereditary congressmen and hereditary presidents. And it's a far cry from how this country started, where everybody who was in the government was expected to have their own business, provide for themselves, not live off the taxpayers. And being in the government was pretty much a part-time honorary position, except for the president, who was there full-time, and the vice president. But members of Congress, they were expected to have jobs. Look at the people who started the country. Thomas Jefferson was a lawyer. George Washington had a distillery. Paul Revere was a silversmith. John Hancock sold insurance. Ben Franklin was a publisher and inventor. They were able to create a government that worked because these were men who knew how to make things work. What made sense and what was nonsense. We don't have that anymore. We have politicians who are trying to make policy about firearms who know nothing about firearms. We have politicians trying to make policy about the internet who do not use the internet. We have politicians trying to make policy about medicines and vaccines who do not know anything about medicines or vaccines. They're just there for sale to the highest bidder. And it is amazing. Now, if you are using Skype, which I am right now, to send this show to RBN, apparently Microsoft, which has acquired Skype, they're now retiring it for older platforms starting July the 1st. And apparently they're quitting the Windows Phone 8, the Windows Phone 8.1, Windows 10 Mobile, Windows RT, TV, and this all ends July 1st, and also some of the Linux versions. If you are running those, you will not be allowed to log on in. Apparently, Skype is going through a rework of how it's being done. I hope it's not as disastrous as when it went to the cloud and then everything broke. But if you're on one of those older versions of Skype, you may need to be looking at finding another platform. And I'm sure Microsoft would be happy to sell you a new platform so that you can keep on using Skype. But apparently, that's going to be a real issue now. And it's, again, it's more of this forced, planned obsolescence. And as a matter of fact, because I run Skype on a separate machine from my desktop, and the separate machine is running XP, and so now I'm having to buy a new laptop just to run Skype after July 1st, which is annoying the heck out of me, because this XP machine is perfectly good. Apparently, there's been another major accident of a nuclear nature over in Japan, at the ORI Research and Development Center outside Tokyo, and if memory serves, they've had some bad problems there. Apparently, five staffers were mishandling plutonium dust, and they all got huge lungfuls. And they're saying basically no one has ever inhaled this much plutonium before. And I love this line from the story. Japanese authorities are unsure about the medical prognosis for these five staffers. Unsure? I'm sorry. They're toast. There's no way to get that stuff out of their body. It's just insane. Okay, let's talk about human-caused global warming. We're still seeing all the nattering and gromishing about how Trump pulled out of the Paris climate deal and, oh, global warming is going to destroy us all. We have Governor Ige here in Hawaii has signed a bill where Hawaii is now taking part in the Paris Accord, which is a constitutional violation. State governors are not allowed to engage in foreign policy. It's also a violation of the Logan Act. Meanwhile, in the real world, a freak snowstorm hit the French Alps in June. Normally in June, the area is basically hiking and biking. And all of a sudden, they got snow. Over in Mammoth Resort, California, they have so much snow built up from this last winter. They're going to be open until August at least. At this point, it is looking like we are, in fact, heading into a new mini ice age. And how fast it's going to come on us? Well, that's going to be determined by solar energy output. And again, we have Al Gore's got his Inconvenient sequel coming out in the theaters this summer at the hottest time of the year. And the corporate media is still out there screaming, oh, yeah, it's hot. It's just horrible. Record high temperatures all over the place. Really? You got to pay carbon taxes. And that's what it's really all about. They want your money. They want your obedience. Because there isn't a thing they can do that's going to stop climate from changing. They can't. They cannot control the energy output of the sun. They cannot shift the Earth around in its orbit. Al Gore and his people are as impotent to dealing with the climate as Caligula was dealing with Neptune. Now, as you know, everyone's talking about the opium crisis in this country. And it is out of control here. And it's rather amazing to see the federal government still out there screaming about marijuana, being this gateway drug, and it's going to lead to opium addiction. And so far, the federal government is turning a blind eye to the overprescription of opioids by doctors. And apparently, over in Ohio, the state government is suing five drug companies, Teva, Allergan, Johnson & Johnson, Purdue, and Endo, for using unlawful marketing practices that have led to Ohio's opioid addiction problem. And they went back and they discovered that in 2012, a staggering 793 million doses of opioid drugs were prescribed to Ohio citizens. That works out to 68 pills for every living person in the state of Ohio. And the suit is accusing the drug makers of conspiring to influence opinion leaders and medical groups to market these drugs. And apparently they had this marketing campaign that had false information about, oh, this stuff isn't as addictive as the street. You don't need to worry about it. But yes, it doesn't matter if it's opium from the doctor or opium from the street. It is addictive. And there are now people in Ohio who are hooked on these drugs. And that's a steady source of revenue for the pharmaceutical corporations. And it's going to get really ugly when these people are unable to pay for the prescription opium. Apparently, there are now 18 counties in Ohio with no health insurance providers because of the collapse of Obamacare. And I think this idea that the pharmaceutical industries literally set on out to turn American patients into opium addicts for the sake of profitability is something that needs to be made a big deal out of, instead of going on out and screaming about the marijuana plants in Granny's window box. The war on drugs is the war on the other people's drugs, the competition's drugs, our drugs coming in from Afghanistan. They're good. The drugs sold by our good friends at the big pharmaceutical corporations, those are good. All the others are bad. The ones you're growing in your backyard, those are bad. We can't make money off of those. I have to look at all those doctors who went along with this thing. and remind them of one of the principles that goes all the way back to Hippocrates. First of all, do no harm. But to literally take part in a program of giving people medication they don't need, medication that might even be harmful, medication that will addict them in exchange for whatever emoluments they got from the pharmaceutical corporations, boy, that's not a doctor I would not want to have touching my body. I absolutely would not. And that, again, is one of the reasons we have such expensive medical care and such poor quality care. It's all about the money, not about the patient. We'll be right back.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So let's talk a little bit about GMO food. And I'm looking at this article out of Natural News saying that basically GMO has been a massive failure on every level. Now, remember we reported earlier in the week that Melania Trump will not serve GMO in the White House. They're keeping Barron on a diet of natural organic food. They do not serve GMO at Westminster. They will not serve GMO in Monsanto's own cafeteria. Now, these products were being sold, and governments were being arm-twisted into literally ordering farmers to use them. That's what happened in India with the BT cotton that led to all the suicides. It was all politics. Where we're going to give you a bunch of money. You will order your farmers to use this. And it's turned out none of the promises and claims ever worked out. The Roundup Ready crops, the glyphosate isn't working anymore because the weeds have adopted the glyphosate resistance, or they've evolved it. And apparently Monsanto understood that it was only going to work for a few years before nature did what nature does. They were promising increased yields. That didn't work. They were promising increased hardiness to environmental variations. That definitely failed. These GMO creations are very fragile. They're very susceptible to changes in the environment. They work fine in a laboratory where you've got a controlled environment. Out there in the real world, GMO has failed to deliver on every single one of their promises. And they are still out there poisoning and tainting the natural varieties that are still out there. And it is a reminder that our country, our government, our corporations are playing with some incredibly dangerous technologies and rushing them to market without due consideration. The attitude is, if we can do it, let's do it. And nobody steps back and thinks, should we be doing it? Should we be taking these risks? Genetic engineering is the most dangerous technology humans have ever played with. We're tinkering with the code of life. Mistakes are going to be devastating. A lot of people often ask me, well, if you think that there's intelligent life out there, why do you think they haven't shown up here yet? Well, personally, I don't think we have anything that would interest them. But there's another possibility that maybe every evolving intelligent civilization reaches a point where they start playing with their own life chemistry, they make a mistake, and they go extinct. We don't know until we get out there and find a civilization that has survived this crisis point, because it is a crisis point. And still Monsanto is out there trying to insist that you don't need to know if there's GMO in your food. We got to sell it to somebody. The rest of the world doesn't want it. We'll just sell it to you dumb Americans. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come on back, we're going to ask Phil Turney and Dave Gahary about the USS Liberty. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.